Continuing the devotional series artwork about his work, we today consider a painting entitled Symphony of the Sea. Perhaps you recall that a few weeks ago one of our devotions was based on a brush and ink painting entitled The Smoke Tree by J. Reed. And perhaps you recall that I had mentioned that it had its counterpart, Symphony of the Sea, that they're two brush and ink works of art which hang on separate walls of my study at the church. Well, though unframed in this photo, here's a picture of the Symphony of the Sea. Because I previously provided biographical information about the artist, I won't repeat it, but we will instead consider the scriptural verses upon which the painting is based. It's based on Psalm 98, verses 4 through 8. As you hear it read, you'll see how the artwork reflects the verbal picture etched by the psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. To appreciate the reason for making a joyful noise unto the Lord, it's important to remember why we're to do so. The reason that the psalmist gives us for doing so is clearly stated in the first three verses of the psalm, which read, "Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation, he has openly shown his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." The reason for making a joyful noise unto the Lord, then, is clear, isn't it? The reason for singing a new song to the Lord is because he has done the marvelous thing of working salvation for us and making that righteousness known to the nations. What is that marvelous thing? How did he work that salvation out for us sinners? Who is the righteousness that is made known in the sight of the nations? Well, it's Christ Jesus. In our Lord Jesus, God has done the marvelous thing of working salvation for us by giving his own Son as the sacrifice for the sins of the world. It's of the Lord Jesus that the Apostle Paul declares, "The Lord is our righteousness." Ours because, as Paul said, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that in him we would be the righteousness of God." Psalm 98 is, dear friend, a most Christocentric psalm, a Christ-centered psalm. Written centuries before our Lord Jesus was born, but centuries after a Savior was promised to the world. It is, therefore, a timeless psalm in the sense that its truths are universal in that they apply to all of mankind living in all of earth's time, from Adam and Eve to the last child born of woman. All born as unrighteous sinners who desperately need the righteousness of God, which only Jesus Christ can provide. A righteousness which you have because you received it from the right hand and the holy arm of God, his Holy Spirit, who so marvelously worked faith in the saving work of the Lord Jesus within you, so that you can, quote, sing unto the Lord and shout and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and confess him before others in word and in song. You see, singing to the Lord, making vocal sounds of thanksgiving to our God, are scriptural injunctions. They're divine directives repeatedly laid down for us in the church's first hymn book, the Psalms, which were inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who also is the driving force behind the Apostle Paul telling us that we are to be speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make heart-generated music unto the Lord, he says. And so the Lutheran Church has always been and will always be a singing church, because we have so much to sing about as we thank our God who saved us. And we do it as the Spirit directs us through word and liturgy and hymns, even in pandemic times when the world would silence the church's song and prevent those who so need to hear the church's voice from gathering to hear it speak and sing of Christ. Reed's artwork so well depicts what the psalmist says, quote, "Even the sea roars and the floods clap their hands as they make noise before the Lord their King." Men of the world may not now join the acclamation of nature as the church sets Christ crucified before them, but know this, when he comes again in glory at earth's end, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Perhaps you didn't know it, but that's why the great hymn composer Isaac Watts penned one of the most sung Christian hymns in all the world, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King, let heaven and nature sing." A hymn based on the same psalm that is depicted in this artwork, the Symphony of the Sea. Yes, as constant as the sea whose waves have sung its song to its Creator from creation's first days, the church must sing its hymns to its Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. The world won't, and it will try to silence us, but it will not succeed in doing so, no more than it can succeed in stopping the sound of the ocean's waves. In Jesus' name, Amen.